The KU School of Nursing and UMKC Schools of Medicine and Pharmacy first partnered with the Coterie Theater in 1992 to design what was called the Dramatic AIDS Education Project. At that time, HIV was still a subject spoken of in hushed tones, and the group saw increasing numbers of youth being impacted by the disease. They asked local playwright Lisa Cortez to write a script with a strong HIV prevention message that schools might host.
I remember having this matrix I worked from in terms of the specific information to get out, the specific factual information. Plus, we had to design it so that we had two different messages, one an abstinence message and one a prevention, safe sex message. It was really interesting operating in this very tight matrix in terms of so much information had to be actually given out, but it had to be done in a really interesting way.
Though HIV information has changed over the decades, the format for the project has remained consistent. A male and female stand before a slideshow and talk about their characters' feelings and mistakes regarding sex and sexuality, as in this clip from a new documentary about the project.
The only person I can blame now is myself. We didn't do drugs. We drank alcohol, which is a pretty huge drug, but we didn't shoot anything or use any needles. We just had sex.
One of the performers is always an actor and one a medical student. Julie Banderas, professor of medicine at UMKC, is one of the project's co-directors and responsible for recruiting the med students. She says some of them are initially nervous about performing beside a real actor, but have found the experience meaningful.
Well, that's the thing that scares them the most. They say, I can't do this because I'm not an actor, but that's the part about it that I can say to them is you don't have to be an actor. You're just telling a story. They're interested in reaching out to adolescents and telling them things that maybe they wish they would have known.
Lisa Cortes feels the importance of the project isn't found in the medical details about such factors as transmission rates and risk behaviors. She sees its value in a wider lens, one focused on the nature of human sexuality itself.
Sexuality for kids, like anybody, like adults too, but it's so much about identity, so much about loneliness, so much about trying to fit in, so much about trying to find their place in the world. So those parts of the stories just kind of live there without, separate from the information.
That very philosophy is at the heart of Frank Wedekind's 1891 play, Spring Awakening, which got a huge boost in recognition with the 2006 Tony Award-winning musical version. It's about the irreparable damage adults can do to kids when they keep information about sex and sexuality quiet or hidden or distorted altogether. At a recent rehearsal of the Coterie production, the cast equates love and addiction in the song My Junk.
I spend the day wondering what you do, where you go.
I try and just kick it, but then what can I do? We've all got our junk. And my junk is you.
See us winter walking after a storm. It's chill in the wind, but it's warm in your arms. Stop all snow blind. May not be true. We've all got our junk, and my junk is you.
Coterie artistic director Jeff Church says linking the anniversary of their education efforts and the play made perfect sense.
It's such a unique piece that continues to obsess everyone who reads it. The text inside the musical is really pretty faithful. Not all of the teenagers end up in a mess. Some do, many do, but some of them kind of have found coping ways. The themes are the same.
Because of the show's mature theme, the Coterie will be staging Spring Awakening only in the evenings for audiences 13 and up. But the day schedule features a show for younger audiences, Dear America, Across the Wide and Lonesome Prairie. Steve Walker, KCUR News.